So my name is Terry, and I'm a compulsive eater.
Hi, Terry. Terry.
I just love all the smiling faces in this room. I wish more of you would come in the room because I like it. I like people to be here, but whatever floats your boat. So I'm looking here at this reading. And this first one here, being willing to give up the pleasure of food as well as the pain of excess food, abstaining no matter what. Okay, so many of you know, I just got back from a cruise to Mexico. Normally, for myself, I prefer to just go to the buffet because then I can just get a drib and drab of that and eat what I want. But I was with my brother and his family, and a large part of their joy in this cruise is to go to these specialty restaurants. I never like to pay extra for the food because there's plenty already anyway. But, I have to like focus on what's the important thing here. I want to go on this cruise with my brother and his family. I want to be part of it. Meals are part of it for these guys. So it was extraordinarily difficult because in these specialty restaurants, they really want to make sure that you think you have received your dollar's worth. So those pictures on Facebook where you see a table overloaded at an Italian wedding, okay, this is this. So my plan was I didn't eat carrot sticks. I did have a meal, but I really tried to stop about when I was just kind of on the verge of kind of sort of being full, because I knew in the next 20 minutes I would be full. And everything was good. I'm not one of those people that thinks cruise food is extraordinarily good. There's just a lot of it, which is fine. It's just fine. So that was my plan. I really have come to not like the feeling of being overstuffed. I don't really like it at all. At home, out and about. The only time I really like it is when I'm trying to escape life. That's when I like to be overly full. That's really when I like to relax. It helps me relax to eat a lot. And luckily, doing this program, there's lots of tools that you can use. For me, mostly it's just talking to my sponsor about something that's bothering me. The thing that's been bothering me lately, and she's been encouraging me to do, is just write about all of the phenomenal loss through death I've had in my family and extended family over the past couple of years. It's a drag because it really gets me into the efforts. And when I'm in the efforts, like, what's the point? I really will eat because I don't care. I think I want to do what I want. So I am considering it, but I have not taken the action. So that's always the steps, right? If you think, yeah, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do that thing. But it's, I'm formulating the epic in my mind that this grand work is going to be, when really it should be. I'm totally sad because I'm an elder now, because everybody else is in that level above me is dying. So, yeah. Soon forthcoming, Terry's epic life and all the great lessons she wants to teach everybody else. Okay, so the next one is nurturing my spiritual condition through daily contact with a power greater than myself, even if it is limited to an expression of thanks. So I had this discussion with somebody this week. I used to say, go out and look for the joy, look for the joy. Go out and flit with the butterflies. Notice the green in the leaves. But most of the time, it comes down to thanks. So, in addition to eating on the cruise, I gambled on the cruise. I had extraordinary luck, I have to tell you. It makes me want to go back and roll those dice on the crap table again. But It's so funny because when I hit a number, I'd say, "Oh, thanks," or I like play it on the poker machine and I hit a pair, which is just returning your money. Oh, thank you. And just that automatic thanks, like thanks for hot water in the shower, thanks for the air conditioning, thanks for my toilet flushing in the morning, thanks for the air that I breathe. It changes something within me. It is the contrary action to the efforts, which I really. In the olden days, I was a sarcastic person. I don't know if you can believe this, but even currently, I'm kind of a sarcastic person, in my mind at least. But I do think that's kind of a defense mechanism, the sarcasm. Kind of like, I'm different than you, I'm smarter than you, I can see something more than you. I get it. I'm not with all these plebes and trolls. I'm something better and different. But sometimes I'm a plebe and a troll. Sometimes I like to get down in the gutter and do whatever. I think you touch God in all aspects of that. You know, God is not here, or God's everywhere. Even on the dice table, God's on the dice table. So thank you is a large part of my prayer. And I think sometimes, not quite so often, is the prayer, help me. Oh my God, help me. Help me not be a plebe and a troll. Help me not be sarcastic. Help me not compulsively overeat. That is the one that is the hardest one for me to say. Help me not to compulsively overeat, because I will tell you, I love everything about food. Every bit of it. I love shopping for it. I love cookbooks. I love everything. I really just don't cook that much anymore. I really just try to keep it simple. Because if I cook, I eat it. Even if it's good food, I cook, I eat it. I figure I put so much loving care into this, I am going to eat it. My niece's birthday is coming up, and some of you know I was a cake decorator. Well, I was a very enthusiastic amateur cake decorator. And I don't do that anymore. I only for my nieces. That's it. They get to name their dessert, and I make it. And I like it when I can make it the day ahead of time and put it out my door. That none of it remains in my house, because I remember early in program when I still was decorating cakes. I was into it. I had a YouTube channel. I was doing classes in my house. I was like, this is my thing that I, you know, they say if you do what you love, you never work another day in your life. And really, the thing is, I did not like working. That's the real truth, not fighting what I love to do. I don't like to work. So the most dangerous part of cake decorating for me is when you level off that cake and you get those little trimmings and excess frosting, and you mix it together and you think, I'm going to do something else with this to give to the kids. This will be fun for them. Well, I ate nothing but cake and trimmings for 3 days to the exclusion of no other food. I think that's the last time I did that. It was very early on in my program. Now I just don't keep it. I don't care if there is 5 pounds of trimmings. They go in the trash with soap on top. Otherwise, I'm back in the trash taking the trimmings back out. So, that's my help me. All right. So, practicing the steps to the best of my ability. Okay, so I really like step 12, and not for the reason of 12-stepping somebody. If you read the OA 12 and 12, it carries the principles of step 12. Practicing these principles in all our affairs. So I like practicing those things. Hope, love, self-discipline, all the things that come, the principles that come along with the steps. That is the place where I really can find that I like this program. They are things that jive with me. Hope, faith, look in the book, find it for yourself. We always think about the 12th step as, talking to a fellow that's dropped out or finding the fattest guy on the street and giving him a pamphlet or whatever. But I do think since we're a practice, we're a program of attraction rather than promotion, live it. Don't tell somebody else to do it. Live it yourself. That's what people say. And a lot of times people say, something's changed about you. And people will notice it oftentimes more than you see it yourself. There's a consciousness to, I'm going to live this thing. My sponsor and I were talking about consciousness. Conscious, and we were in the big book, the part about the jaywalker. And I talked about why do you take that first conscious bite of something that you know? You will take a lot more of those bites because the allergy has been triggered. And we were talking about what makes us be conscious in taking that first bite. I don't remember what the word was. Do you remember what it was?
It was either decision or determination.
No, it was like anxiety, something like anxiety or fear. Or, I don't remember what the word, it wasn't that, but you guys can look it up yourself and you can have this discussion for yourself. For me, it was about like anxiety of being around other people. I like it for a while, and then I'm like, I'm tired of you. I'm tired of talking to you. My best friends are the ones that I could sit for hours and not talk about anything at all, just watch a movie or whatever. But if I have to talk and be just even there, not clever or witty, that's like a step up, and not say what's going on in my mind, like you are crazy. You're one crazy motherfucker. Just that thing of holding it in. I know I need a break after 2 hours. I think anybody that knows that, very seldom do I invite people over to my house, but they know after 2 hours, please leave. 2 hours, goodbye. You're like the fish who has sat out too long on the sink and begins to smell. Get out. So I was on this cruise. I mean, that's a lot of people. We went on Royal Caribbean as a huge ship catering to children. Lots of energy. And so I realized about myself, if I don't remove myself, I will want to go eat. I did not remove myself to the buffet. I removed myself out onto the promenade deck and just walk and notice the ocean and breathe. And that's what I do when I get overwhelmed now. I go out and walk. I notice the green in the leaves. I talk with the butterflies. Okay. All right. So I think I am done. Thank you for going on my cruise with me. It was a lot of fun. I swam in the ocean. You guys, did you enjoy swimming in the ocean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So thank you for letting me be of service.